By the early 1970s, bad times were just around the corner. The world shipbuilding boom reached its peak in 1973, but that was the year of the Arab-Israeli War, which was followed rapidly by the quadrupling of oil prices. By 1974, the industrialized world had begun its slide into the worst depression since the 1930s, and the shipping industry had entered its long years of crisis. The first to be affected were the oil tanker fleets. As oil demand was cut back, charter rates plummeted, and the estuaries of the world became jammed with the steadily increasing numbers of mothballed tankers. Norway and Greece suffered most. British ship owners had not become so involved in the tanker boom in the first place, so they were not so badly affected. By 1976, the slump had begun to bite into the bulk carrier trade. Bulk carriers are ships that carry dry cargo of one particular kind, such as sugar, coal, or wheat, with iron ore being by far the most important. But with the world steel industry deep in the doldrums, who needed iron ore carriers? With its big bulk carrier fleet, the British shipping industry now began to feel the pinch. Even though the slump spread fast into most shipping sectors, the British fleet was still a long way from bankruptcy. The one area which has weathered the economic storms best is that controlled by the conferences, the scheduled freight liner services, and that is where Britain's fleet is strongly entrenched.